21 major banks plan joint USD stablecoin launch by H1 2027. A group of 21 large banks, including Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Citi, and Wells Fargo, is working toward a jointly issued US dollar stablecoin, with a target launch in the first half of 2027 and a euro version to follow. The plan was reported by CoinMarketCap on September 1, 2026, citing the consortium's stated timeline. The framing matters more than any single name on the list. Instead of each bank racing to mint its own branded token, this is a shared issuance model, $1 pegged instrument backed and operated collectively. That structure is closer to how the card networks or interbank messaging systems formed than to the standalone tokens crypto-native issuers have shipped so far. A settlement rail banks would own outright stablecoins moved from fringe to infrastructure faster than most bank strategy decks predicted. USDC alone settled roughly $32 trillion on-chain through August 2026, according to data circulated the same day by CryptoSlate. That volume runs on rails the banks do not control, issued by companies the banks do not own. A joint bank stablecoin is an attempt to reclaim that ground. If 21 institutions with trillions in combined deposits issue a common token, they can route settlement, treasury movement, and eventually consumer payments across a network they operate end-to-end. The pitch to regulators writes itself. Fully reserved, bank-grade compliance, familiar counterparties. The pitch to competitors is blunter. It puts a floor under how much settlement volume independent issuers can expect to capture from the traditional banking system. Regulatory timing lines up. The mid-2027 target is not arbitrary. U.S. stablecoin rules have tightened into something banks can actually build against, and the reserve and disclosure model regulators favor mirrors what a consortium of chartered banks already does by default. Full backing, audited reserves, and no yield paid to holders are becoming the template. Singapore's regulator has proposed a stablecoin license built on the same 100% reserve, no-holder interest logic, and Japan's FSA has moved toward tax treatment for trust-type stablecoins. The rules are converging on a shape that favors regulated issuers. That convergence cuts against the argument that stablecoins are inherently a disintermediation threat to banks. Under a no-yield reserve model, the issuer keeps the interest earned on the backing assets. For 21 banks sitting on the reserves themselves, that is a revenue line, not a leak. Details that will decide whether it ships an announced target is not a live product. Several open questions determine how much this reshapes anything. Which chain or chains? A permissioned bank chain, a public network, or a multi-chain deployment each carry different reach and different control trade-offs. The choice signals whether the token is built for interbank plumbing or for reaching the wallets and apps where people already hold stablecoins. Access rules. A token usable only between member banks is a settlement tool. One that ordinary users and merchants can hold and spend is a competitor to existing dollar tokens. The reporting does not yet specify which. Governance among 21 issuers. Shared issuance means shared decisions on minting, redemption, reserve management, and incident response. Coordination at that scale is where consortium projects historically slow down. For now, the concrete facts are the participant list, the H1 2027 target, and the planned euro follow-on. Everything downstream of that is roadmap. The link to crypto spending. For anyone who spends stablecoins day-to-day, a bank-issued dollar token could eventually sit alongside USDC and USDT as a funding source. Most stablecoin spending cards already abstract away which specific token sits behind a transaction, converting at the point of sale. A widely accepted bank-backed dollar token would give those rails another reserve-quality asset to draw on, and it would carry the counterparty profile of the issuing banks rather than a crypto-native firm. The caution is the same one that applies to any custodial dollar instrument. A token is only as sound as its reserves and the entities standing behind them. 21 regulated banks is a strong backstop on paper. The reserve disclosures, redemption terms, and legal structure will show whether the paper holds.